The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
NFL Combine, we guffaw about hand size, and we gobsmack about 40s. How about this? A camera captured QB Malik Willis helping someone on the street in need. Willis is a first-round talent. Mina Kaim says his ceiling is outer space. Here, his heart is out of his body. And I recognize it's easy to wonder if any video you see on the internet is real or staged. And that was the number one comment under this when it was the most watched video for our network yesterday. But I think of it like this. Someone in need still had a moment with someone else. And if you can give that to somebody, that matters. No one is invisible. See people. Let's go.
Draft that kid. Draft him now. He's definitely a first rounder.
Two coaches with a claim to be the greatest of all time approaching milestones. Greg Popovich couldn't get the win versus Sacramento to tie the all-time win record last night. That will go on and on. Mike Krzyzewski, his final march. Tomorrow, last game ever at Cameron Indoor. The team has invited every single player Krzyzewski has ever covered and coached at Duke, over 200. Ticket prices for everyone else, more than what it was for this past Super Bowl. Harry, what do you think about Coach K on the Cameron floor for the last time? What are your thoughts?
It doesn't seem real. I mean, for me, coming up as a sports fan, Coach K and Duke, they were the evil empire of college basketball. They were the one constant in the sport. And to see this, where I think, honestly, anytime we're able to give somebody their flowers while they can still smell them is awesome. But it's especially awesome in sports. And I'm honestly looking forward to the atmosphere that they are going to have, because you mentioned it. They're going to invite all the players that he's ever coached back onto that floor. And one thing I'm looking forward to is the social media reaction of a lot of people are going to remember, hey, I really didn't like that one guy that played for Duke, or this guy or that guy. And to me, not only is that funny, but it's also a testament to how great Duke has been over the years because of Coach K.
Has any coach in American sports ever connected a facility, an arena, with a fan base, with a team, as Coach K? I don't remember Cameron Arena before Coach K. I don't remember that it even existed. And he's won 62% of the games there. He's been incredible there, and he's turned that into a shrine. They have the whole village for him outside. What coach has that power? That's what 41 years in one place does. That's why you cheer for Coach K.
Jun Lee.
I would really highly recommend reading the feature that Wright Thompson wrote on Coach Krzyzewski over the course of the last week, because I think it illuminates what makes him special, and it's that him and his family have built this program and a culture that have kind of created a culture of success and consistency over the course of his entire tenure at Duke. And I think it's an incredible testament to him and his family and the program that they've built that year after year, Duke is always in it. And I think that's something that we often take for granted in sports, is the greatness. We've seen that with LeBron James, where year after year, we kind of take him for granted for how good he is. Coach Krzyzewski, I think, falls into that exact same category, where he's been so good for such a long time that we just assume that he's great, but it takes a lot of work to get there on a day-to-day basis.
And Emily Kaplan.
You know, I think it could be viewed as a sad night, but I think it should be a celebration. This is a man walking away on his own terms, still at the top of his game and with his reputation. I was at Penn State for the final years of Joe Paterno, and I can't tell you how sad it was to watch a legend lose touch with his players, amass so much power that he allowed a really horrific scandal and cover-up to unfurl under him, and then walk away so unceremoniously with his name smeared. And just to think about Coach K, you know, it's so difficult to walk away from something that you do for 41 years every single day, but the courage to do that on your own terms, I think, should be celebrated.
Flash, your last word.
Yeah, I think also note, this might not be farewell. This team is ranked sixth in BPI.
No,
this is a good Duke team. This could be very emotional March Madness. We could see this all over again in 3 weeks somewhere.
You see that carrying this team towards a national title? Sounds like it can.
Absolutely.
You know what's great? What's emerged, and I guess we many knew it, right? Coach K is a letter writer. And he has written letters to recruits. He has written letters to students. He has written letters to fans throughout his 41 years at Duke and before that, of course. And some of those letters have come out in social media. And just seeing him play out like that has been kind of sweet as well. We've been horned. We'll move on. Heat 113, Nets 107. Durant coming back and looking Durant, 31 points. But the Nets lost again to the Butler-less, Lowry-less, Tucker-less Heat. Miami has to be the least talked about, most talked about team in the league this year. Brooklyn, the most talked about team in the league this year. Bill, was it a good night or a bad night for Brooklyn?
I think it was a great night for Brooklyn. I know everybody's going to say, well, they lost a game they should have won without Jimmy Butler and without Kyle Lowry. But Durant came back, only third player in the last 20 years to miss at least 15 games and come back and score 30, at least 30 in his first game.
Right.
He's amazing. Now, they have to get Ben Simmons back. They got to get the mandate lifted in New York for Kyrie. All that has to happen. But before any of it can happen, Durant has to be Durant. And we saw it last night. He's Durant again. I think that's
so really this was a good night. Losing to Miami,
yes.
A good thing. Emily Kaplan, you're
yes.
shaking your head
yes.
no, please.
I am. I don't know how you can view a good night when your opponents get 12 uncontested field goals in the second half and you only get 12 field goals the entire game. I feel like if I'm a Nets fan, I'm just thinking this game is a microcosm of the entire Kevin Durant era in Brooklyn. It's here's a player who can play out of his mind, who can be amazing, who can lift us up, but we're always wondering these what ifs and contingencies. Like you see Bill's like, well, they got to get Ben Simmons back. Well, if only Kyrie could play. Like we're always going to be wondering this, and I feel like what we have here is maybe one of the greatest what if teams in NBA history.
June?
Now, June is wincing. Let's go. Let's
yeah,
go
but June, what's on your mind here?
Yeah, but one of the what-ifs that isn't a question at this point is Kevin Durant a player who can lead a
Thank
team
you.
To an NBA championship? And he looks like that
Thank
guy
you.
Right
okay.
now, right out of the gate off of injury. You know, you bring back Kyrie Irving, you bring back Ben Simmons onto this team. This is a team that is one of the most talented groups in all of the NBA. When you have Kevin Durant, you have a shot to win the NBA title regardless of who else is on your team. And that has been a consistent trend throughout the course of KD's entire career in the NBA.
Okay. You guys are saying bring back Ben Simmons like he was ever there to begin with. This would be his first time we're seeing Ben Simmons with Brooklyn. Harry Lyles Jr.
Yeah, I think it's a night for maybe optimism. The loss was bad. The Nets prior to last night, 41 consecutive games when they were up by 15 points or more. Obviously, they lost that, and that was the longest streak in the NBA. But in terms of Kevin Durant, any time that you have this guy on your basketball team when he's healthy, you always have a shot in any game that you're playing. We know that, you know, there's not necessarily an unknown with Kyrie because at some point before the postseason, they're probably going to get him back at home games. So this team is going to be at better strength with him. We know that those two together are great, right? And we know that when Ben Simmons eventually does come, obviously Ramona Shelburne's done a lot of reporting as to when that's going to happen. It seems like at some point it will, probably not until after the Sixers game, but this team is still one to be reckoned with in the East and a power in that conference when those things are going to happen, which they will.
Lashkey, last word.
Without Durant, they have no hope. With Durant, there is still hope. These guys can come back. I know it's a lot of contingencies, but you have to have the centerpiece there, and he's there. And he's amazing. He's so overlooked so often. Amazing. Come back from that injury. 21 games, he had a torn up knee. 30 points. Wow.
Yeah, that's an amazing stat you gave before that I asked if it's true. Of course it's true, Bill. I trust you there. That 31 points in a comeback game after missing that much time, that doesn't happen. And Durant did it last night. One more story here. Celtics 120, Grizzlies 107. Make it 13 of 15 for Boston, this one without Jaylen Brown. Morant was shut down in the first half, had 30 in the second half, but Tatum had 21 in the fourth. Boston, somehow the most talked about, least talked about team in the NBA. They are the 5 seed right now. What statement are they making, June?
The Celtics are exceeding the expectations that we had for them at the beginning of the season. This was supposed to be a bit of a transition year. That's why they brought in Dennis Schroeder and Josh Richardson. But now Tatum has started to take a step forward. Since January 23rd, he's top 20 in assist points. He's the only, among non-point guards, there's only Nikola Jokic, DeMar DeRozan, and Pascal Siakam. He's starting to learn how to play off the ball, use his presence as an offensive threat to create points for other people on the Boston Celtics. Grant Williams has been a revelation on the defensive end. He's been able to switch on all five positions. Robert Williams has taken an enormous step forward from an offensive standpoint. The Celtics are really, really clicking right now in so many different ways, and a lot of people are exceeding expectations on that team.
Wow. June, you're high on the Celtics. Are you putting them right there with Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Miami, Chicago?
I still think they're a tier below, but this is a really positive outlook for where the Celtics are building towards in the next couple of years.
Tier below, man. We need a whole show for then for you to talk about Milwaukee or Chicago or Miami. Kaplan, how about you?
I just want to remind all that June was born in the city of Boston, Massachusetts. But I would say this. They're winning, but they're I'm just saying. He earned it. Okay. They're winning, but they're also winning against very good teams, which is great. This is their ninth straight win against teams that are in the playoff picture. I thought they played excellent defensively in that game. It was the first time the Grizzlies were held to under 110 points since January 23rd. And, you know, Jason Tatum is appearing on J.J. Redick's podcast, and then an excerpt of it came out, and Jason was talking about this conversation we had with his mom, and he was like, Mom, unless I'm averaging 30 and we're the two seed, no one is going to talk about me on TV and say I'm having a monster season. So I just want to go on TV and say, you're having a monster season. Congrats, sweetie.
Barry Lyles Jr. on what I saw from Boston last night and in this run the last month.
I thought it was a great win. I feel like people have been kind of sleeping on the Celtics a little bit. I mean, to beat this Grizzlies team as hot as they've been, as high as everybody's been on Ja Morant, right? Like, the reception that he got in Boston last night was that of a rock star. Not a superstar, but like a rock star. Like LeBron James, like Steph Curry. Like, Ja Morant is a person that at any NBA city, you are going to buy a ticket to go see this guy. And the Celtics, they honestly handled him pretty well. Like, I know he had over 30 points last night, but he missed 11 shots in the first half. The Grizzlies had one of their worst first quarters of the entire season. And Ja still made an effort in the third quarter, 16 points to try to come back, and the Celtics held him off. And if you're a casual NBA fan, a pretty good barometer of how the Celtics are doing is whether or not people are talking about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum need to be separated. We haven't talked about that since at least December. This team's doing great.
And Bill Flashkey.
When you have the best defensive rating in the NBA, this is what you can do. You can break down a team that's unbreakable. And they broke down Memphis. They absolutely did. This can translate to the playoffs. Jason Tatum, remember, at the beginning of the season, he was ranked as one of the top 8 or 10 players in the league. So he's finally come of age. He's finally playing up to his potential. The Celtics are a completely different team. They're the best team in the East since February. I think they can make noise in the postseason because of their defense, because of the home court. I think they could.
Well, they don't have home court right now. There's the most talked about, least talked about, 5 seed right now. We did a story on the Celtics just last week and how they turned the corner, yet we're doing it again this week. Interesting. We'll take a break right here, buy or sell on the other side.
Sorry, June, you're not a homer.
Lakers Clippers.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Clippers crushed the Lakers last night. You want to talk about it, Bill? Fine, let's talk about it. Tyronn Lue, after watching Jackson light his team up for 36, said this: when they get to the playoffs or the play-in game, I guarantee you that you don't want to see them. He's talking about the Lakers, the most talked about, should be least talked about team in the league. Shouldn't he be saying that about his own team, the Clippers, the least talked about team in the league? LeBron said it. They're a better team, quote unquote. Bill, buy or sell the Clippers being the team a high seed should be worried about matching up.
I'm buying the Clippers. Oh, I can't buy them enough. Lou could have talked about himself. They're 7-1 in their last 8 games without Kawhi Leonard, without Paul George, without Norman Powell. They went to the conference finals last year with only Paul George at the end, and they pushed Phoenix. If they get these 3 players back, and I don't know if Kawhi's coming back, but I'm pretty sure PG's back and Norman Powell's back. This team, the 5th or 6th ranked defensively in the league, they're going to make some noise. The Lakers, they're done.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Clippers are just getting started.
hey, I'm buying the Clippers for all the reasons that Bill said. And plus, this was the team that earlier this season had the second largest comeback in NBA history, 35 points against the Wizards. I don't care that it was against the Wizards. They didn't have Paul George. They didn't have Kawhi Leonard. They've got the support staff. When they get everybody back, this is a team, yeah, don't want to play them. We know what the Lakers are at this point.
Emily Kaplan.
Can I pick the Clippers because I don't think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs at all? In the remaining 20 games, BPI says that they're only favored to win three of them. So how, when you're playing like this, Bill, and you have that tough of a schedule, are you going to make the playoffs? I just don't think they're going
to
do it.
Why are you going all owl on us? What are you trying to tell me?
That would be amazing. I think the Lakers have packed it in. But I do think they're at least going to get that ninth or tenth seed. I do think they're at least going to squeeze in.
Squeeze in for one game.
I mean, well, still.
June Lee, how about you?
I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I think this is a fool choice. Like, we're choosing between, like, zucchinis and eggplants. Like, they're all bad. Like, it's not great. Like, why are we?
How dare you?
Oh.
I just don't. I don't believe in the Clippers long term. I mean, when you don't have Kawhi Leonard back, when you look at the Lakers, just from a fundamental roster construction standpoint, like this is not a great choice to have between these two teams, and they're not going like either team. Regardless, I don't think is going very far in the Western Conference.
You choose neither. What do you have against eggplant? Parmesan, June. I gotta get you my mom's recipe. Name a vegetable you like, June. Go ahead.
I had some broccoli last night with some black bean sauce from a Chinese restaurant.
Okay. We'll allow it.
Carrots.
We'll allow it.
I'm all about
buy
carrots.
Or sell too. Of course you are, Bill. Are the Cowboys preparing to release Amari Cooper? Adam Schefter reporting it's likely, and the $20 million price tag is a reason. Buy or sell Dallas moving on from Cooper, Harry?
Yeah, I'm buying it. I feel like they kind of had to. They weren't going to be able to trade that contract. They're saving $16 million. They were expected to be $21 million over the cap. And I will say the one thing here, Tony, I think the timing is very interesting given what we saw from the wide receivers that ran the 40-yard dash yesterday. It's easier to say that you're going to get rid of your best wide receiver today.
Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, I think this makes sense. They're so over the cap. This gives them $16 million of saving. If you think of the Cowboys, they were so great on defense last year. They need to pay Kearse. They need to pay Van Der Esch. So you got to clear some space.
June Lee.
I mean, this is a similar arc to what happened with Amari Cooper when he was with Oakland, where he was kind of put on this pedestal as this incredibly talented wide receiver. And now he's kind of gotten turned back around where now they aren't really sure about what they want to do with him. He's disappeared in a lot of big games. I really think this is the right move, especially considering all the salary that's behind
Flash.
Him.
I don't think so. I think it's just the wrong move. The Dak's QBR is 65 last year with Amari on the field, 35 when he's not on the field. 65 would make him the third best quarterback in the NFL. If we learned anything, we learned receiver quarterback connection is huge, huge in this league. You see, you can look at the teams that win in the Super Bowl. I think it's a mistake. I know it's a lot of money. He's only 27. He's had 5,000 yard seasons, and he connects with Dak. That's huge.
Buy or sell three, the rare head coach ejection in the NHL last night. Lightning's John Cooper ejected for barking at officials in the loss to the Penguins. Here's what Cooper said. I'm not sure what I said is something he's never heard before. It was Wes McCauley who was the recipient. Emily Kaplan, buy or sell Cooper's game misconduct last night.
I'm selling it. I'm between the benches for a lot of NHL games, and I'll tell you, things are said are a lot worse than that. But what John Cooper said is the touchiest subject for the NHL league office, the perception that some teams are favored over others. And as fair as refs are, and I think Wes McCauley is one of the most respected in the game, I do believe there's inherent biases against players and teams that can happen in a game. So Cooper just said the wrong thing out loud.
June Lee.
I like how Emily just snuck in that flex a little bit right before she went into her answer. I think it's ridiculous. You click into that video, I was expecting something bigger, a bigger reaction from the coach, but he was barking at the referee. That happens in sports all the time. It's absolutely ridiculous that he got ejected from the game.
Yeah, all due respect, Emily, I agree with you. It's ridiculous. He's doing what every baseball manager does out of every dugout every night, and the umpire just says, "Oh, shut up and go away." Then nobody gets thrown out for that. There was no physical altercation. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm selling that he should have been ejected, but I'm buying that he should have got his money's worth, man. Like, by the clip, I was waiting for him to throw a stick out there, a helmet, something. If you're going to eject you, get your money's worth.
June, Lyles, what are you talking about, clip? Are you suggesting you weren't watching Lightning Penguins last night? You should have seen it live. How are you doing prep for the show?
They were watching me in my game. They're watching the Capitals.
I mean, you've been in five cities over 6 days, Emily. We're never sure where you're going to be. Bill Platt.
They knew.
Harry Lyles, great stuff today. Not great enough, of course, but watching Showdown next. Kaplan, Lee, 2 minutes.
No more Boston slander, I promise.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everybody noticed when Bengals kicker Evan McPherson was on the field enjoying the halftime concert in the Super Bowl. Everybody on our show was in favor of it. Now we're hearing not everybody, but the Bengals are happy about it. Bengals.com quoted special teams coach Darren Simmons saying, "It's a sore subject." Emily Kaplan, June Lee, welcome to Showdown. Emily, is this now something or is it still nothing?
It's still nothing. All you want is for your kicker to be loose and feeling in a good headspace. And if this is what gets them going, good. Also, I just have to say, is this more embarrassing than all the NHL refs wanting to see Machine Gun Kelly at the NHL All-Star game? I don't know.
June Lee?
It's only a problem if he hadn't gone perfect on his field goal throughout the course of the postseason. Like, get the fun police out of here. The special teams coach has to say this. He only has three guys he has to coach.
Yeah, I guess that's true as well. We'll split the point and we'll move on. NFL Combine. How many sub 4.440s have there been? 8 receivers yesterday, running backs today. Could see more from D-backs, of course, tomorrow. We will see more. Have we arrived at a point where everybody is so fast that so fast isn't so fast anymore, June?
We're seeing human evolution happen right in front of us right now. We're seeing the technology improve, human athletes, the science behind all this stuff improve. We have to recalibrate all of this stuff, I think.
Emily?
No, what we're seeing is people are training for the combine like it's their Super Bowl because this is what gets them drafted. I'm just happy we have measurements we're talking about that's not hand size for once. This feels refreshing.
I think people are training for this first and foremost, even though the 40 has very little to do outside of a couple positions with playing in the NFL. We'll move on. Missing a tap, and this is brutal. I should have to give a warning before I show this because it might be contagious. But when you're number one in the world and it's 10 inches, does that make it worse? Emily, it's John Rahm. Where'd it go wrong for him?
Where it went wrong is that he never saw the movie Happy Gilmore. If you watched that movie, you would know. You just got to tap it in. Tap it in.
And June?
I like that he's inspecting his club like he had just lost a game of 2K and he's blaming the controller. Like, at this point, he basically looks like me trying to do mini golf. Like, it's
just right.
Not
he looked at the
yet.
Club like it's the club's fault. I mean, it's interesting. We'll give June Lee the tiebreaker. 30-second FaceTime.
I want baseball to come back more than anyone, but I do have a proposed suggestion if the games continue to get canceled. The MLB players should go on a barnstorming tour across America. Baseball's had a history of this. Babe Ruth did this. Lou Gehrig did this. Satchel Paige did this. Bob Feller did this. It would be a great way for players to connect with fans across America. Great buzz for a sport that's incredibly unique. And I think it would just be a great way to bring baseball back into this country and make people excited about the sport again in a way that they haven't been in a long time.
Barnstorming. You gotta say it like that. You can't just say barnstorming. Yeah. They're barnstorming.
Stay with your Boston accent, June.
Barnstorming. See you Monday.
Barnstorming.